The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Kiss Your Life Hello with Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. This program is all about relationships from love and family to health and business. It's a diverse world of alternative thinking as it applies to your daily life. Now it's time to kiss your life hello. So here are Drs. Nair and Piper.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. And we're very happy to have you on the show today. We have a very, very special guest. But without much ado, let me bring in my co-host, Dr. H. Calling Dr. H. How are you, Dr. H?
I'm doing great, Dr. VJ. You know that song that came out in the 60s where it says it never rains in Southern California?
Don't believe it.
Here in Palm Springs, we had over 4 inches of rain. And we haven't had one drop the whole year and a couple days ago. So people are saying, oh, poor Dr. H. He's in Palm Springs where it's beautiful weather and it rained one day out of the year. Spoiled brat, am I.
Well, it's an unusual time of the year for you, so that's what's unusual. And, you know, it was funny to catch you on a Skype the other day, you know, to see you wearing a sweater when you don't usually have a sweater on, you know. The weather must have been really, really cold for you.
I'm glad I hung on to that sweater after all these years. So one day a year is okay. I'm happy with that.
Well, it's a rainy. We have snow on the ground here in New York. The winds are horrendous here, and you know the leaves on the trees, and it's been really blowing very, very hard. So it's not a good time to go out driving. So people who are out there on the Midwest. I understand that's been, couple of very bad snowstorms,
yeah. Well, hopefully they're all inside listening to our show. Well, you know, last week at Luna Joy, it was awesome. If the people that are listening to our show today did not have the opportunity last week to listen to our show, please go into our archive for last Wednesday's show with Luna Joy on Kiss Your Life Hello. It was very powerful. She really helped understand what is real and what is Memorex, you know, what is Hollywood and what's really within the Mayan prophecies. And I really liked it, and we had some people call in, and we had some people, you know, email asking questions. So, again, go to our show last week and Kiss Your Life Hello, and this was a Luna Joy last Wednesday. Powerful
well,
show.
That's a very powerful, you know, because we needed to understand, given all the Hollywood hype and, you know, the stories that is going around for 2012. And I gather as we enter into 2010, 2011, you know, more and more of these stories are going to surface. So I hope we get to hear a balance and exactly what the Mayan astrologers have actually predicted. And it's great to have an expert in the field actually talking about their predictions.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And talking about living well and into our, you know, 50s and 60s and 70s and 80s and 90s in the next several decades and years to come, there was a study, Dr. H., carried out by Dr. O. S. Ford, and he's with the National Center for Chronic Disease Control and Health Promotion, and his colleagues sampled over 27,000 people between the ages of 35 and 65 years old. And guess this, and, you know, something that we need to be, you know, primed again and again, that lifestyle was shown to be a significant factor in health. And Dr. Ford's team measured the effects of smoking, lack of physical activity, unhealthy diet, and excess body weight with respect to the incidence of, you know, the four most serious conditions that are facing mankind right now, especially in the Western countries, coronary heart disease, stroke, diabetes mellitus, and cancer. And they found that each healthy lifestyle factor was associated with a reduction in risk of any chronic disease, and that the biggest impact of the four healthy lifestyle factors was on incidence of diabetes. And so their results reinforced the current public health recommendations to avoid smoking, to maintain a healthy weight, to engage in physical activity appropriately, and to eat adequate amounts of fruits and vegetables and foods containing whole grains, and to partake of red meat prudently. So this was really great because we are focusing now on the rise, leading causes of mortality in industrial societies that are on the rise in developing countries rather than on separate diseases. And now we have a broadened implications of their findings. So, listeners, this is a very, very important because we are looking at, you know, as a whole, we can reduce the rates of these chronic illnesses and live a long, productive, healthy, and radiant life. And that is what, you know, we all, Dr. Hitch and I, are standing for, that we actually have the tools by the choices we make in our lifestyle to bring that upon, you know, to lead a very, very good, healthy lifestyle for ourselves and to promote it to our loved ones and to our friends.
Now, so speaking of loved ones, my article is a little different. So yours article is more on a physical, but this is more on a mental and emotional. And I'm really preface the fact that communication is very, very important, especially in relationships. But this is a neat article. It says, we don't seek perfect relationships in marriage or in other places in our lives. What we seek instead are real and honest connections. Perfection has a picture book form, but it has no depth and no personality. This means that sometimes we will get upset with others, or they will get upset with us. We need a basic commitment to stay in the relationship dialogue, to continue returning to it as long as both people are willing to work on it. That's very powerful, as long as both people are willing to work on it. Working through crisis is how a relationship grows from simply being an idea to having its unique reality. We will be frightened by the rough spots. We will wonder if there is something wrong with us or with the other person or the relationship. We cannot escape such questions. To run from the difficulties cuts off the possibilities for growth. It is a frightening thing to become real, to come into consciousness. For me, one of the hardest things is to be able to sit with any type of relationship. You know, we all have our own intimate relationships, but I believe that everybody has a relationship to people, places, and things, and where I work, who I live with, my children, my parents, you know, whatever that I have a connection with it. And my belief is that we need to sit down, and sometimes it's scary, but we need to sit down and work through as best as possible for one person to listen, the other person to share their feelings, and then reverse. For a lot of us, though, through the years, what we've learned, am I right, Dr. Vijay? Let's slide out the door. Let's don't deal with it. It's too much. It's too painful. And we leave, as opposed to sitting down and trying to have some closure. So we're talking on a physical level, which you mentioned before, and now I'm talking on emotional and a mental level, which is very, very important. And they coincide. There is a huge connection between the physical, the mental, and then also in the spiritual part.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it takes a time because you have to be sensitive to your partner and the different communication styles. And how do you put, you know, something that is difficult in a relationship? All the relationships, you know, every relationship we know has got some difficulties. And how do we sort of, you know, put some difficult or thorny issues, and we know it's going to trigger some unhappy feelings on both sides. How do we put it safely? And I think our next guest is going to talk a lot more about this, is to come from the heart and come from compassion. And we come from compassion. I mean, whatever we serve, you know, on the table, the meeting place with other our relationships, our loved ones, you know, if we come from a good intention and not from hurt or anger or upset. So whatever hurt and upset, I believe you have to go and take care of it first before you can come and deal with a thorny issue or something upsetting with your loved ones. Sometimes it works, and sometimes, you know, you just have to take it on to another day, you know. So it's like having a good intention in your heart. But having said that, Dr. H., I just want to bring something up here before we bring on our guest.
Sure.
And this is something that, you know, has appealed to both you and I for over the years. And this article concerns about soy food. And as you know, I'm a big proponent of fermented soy foods and medicinal foods and herbs and spices like turmeric and ginger and you know, garlic, and how we can use the medicinal foods in our lives. So it's very interesting that this was an article that was published in JAMA, that's a Journal of American Medical Association, in August of 2009. It's very recent. And the title is Soy Food Intake and Breast Cancer Survival. And this study was conducted by, it's actually the Shanghai Breast Cancer Survival Study. It's a large population-based cohort study of 5,042 female breast cancer survivors in China. And women aged 20 to 20, 75 years with diagnosis of breast cancer between March 2002 and April 2006 were recruited and followed up. And what they found was the context is that the soy foods are rich in isoflavones. And this is a major group of phytoestrogens that have been hypothesized to reduce the risk of breast cancer. However, the estrogen-like effect of isoflavones and the potential interaction between isoflavones and drugs like tamoxifen that are given to women who have breast cancer have led to concern about soy food consumption among breast cancer patients. So this is a landmark study, and I am a fervent believer, as you are, so as you are, Dr. Hitch, that, you know, adequate intake of soy food consumption is actually overall good. And this study actually concludes that among women with breast cancer, soy food consumption was significantly associated with decreased risk of death and recurrence. And this is soy food. So our listeners need to know that we're talking about the whole soy. And they looked at the negative breast cancer that was present in both uses and non-uses of tamoxifen, and also whether it didn't matter whether they were estrogen receptor positive or estrogen receptor negative breast cancer. And this is an important factor because, you know, very frequently we have an issue of whether we should be taking soy foods when women have breast cancer. So it's important to show the study to their doctors. Again, it's in the JAMA edition of 2009. Now, we need to bring in our wonderful guest for this segment of our Kiss Your Life Hello. Dr. Hitch, will you have the honor of introducing our guest?
I sure will. Just very, very quickly, you know, it's interesting because you and I found the same article. We live totally across country, New York and California, and we find the last two, three times we've been on the show, we've all picked you and I picked up the same article to talk about. That's amazing. Well, this guy is amazing also. His name is Phil Bolster. He wrote a book called 60 Seconds, One Moment Changes Everything. Phil has been on my show a couple times last year, and I think the year before also, when the book first came out. Spiritual awakenings, whether quiet and subtle or dramatic and breathtaking, are deeply personal events. More than half of us have undergone a spiritual transformation, each unique and life-changing. We may only have a moment or two to act, or we may have a few months to sort things out. 60 Seconds is an uplifting collection of intimate, heartfelt stories from prominent people who graciously share their personal experiences with the profound. Their moving, life-altering interviews powerfully illustrate the sacred moments of illumination and insight are available to all of us. And Dr. Vijay, you and I are going to talk about some of these too, because I know when I read this book the first time, and we'll bring Phil on after the break, but I want to thank him a million times, and I've bought a bunch of his books to pass out to friends and relatives, because I've had this spiritual awakening, spiritual awareness, whatever you want to call it, within 60 seconds sometimes, 30 seconds sometimes, 2 minutes. I wish they could stay the rest of my life, but they come and go, and you've had some too, Dr. Vijay. So let's go to a break, and then when we come back, we will introduce Phil Bolster with his book, 60 Seconds.
Absolutely. We have so much to share.
Step into a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org.
That's JIVASupplements.org or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nayer's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores. Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
This ain't your mama's brain and health show.
Tune in and get ready for entertainment and information about your mind and body that will really change your life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio is a sane departure from conventional thinking about diet, health, and the brain. Host Nora Gedgaudas will also combine humor and science to illuminate the mind and open your eyes to the principles of neurofeedback and diet, which can help you and your family live a better life. Primal Body, Primal Mind Radio airs live Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back, everyone, to this very, very special edition of Kiss Your Life Hello. With us here, we have author Phil Bolster, who wrote the book 60 Seconds, One Moment Changes Everything. Now, this is a fantastic book. I cannot tell you how transformative reading this book has been for me, and I'm clear, as you've heard Dr. H explain it to you, it's packed with wonderful, wonderful transformative stories by brilliant authors, authors like Deepak Chopra and Dean Ornish and Rachel Naomi Raymond. So without much ado, let me welcome to our show Phil Bolster. Phil, it's such a pleasure and deeply, deeply honored and to have you on our show. So welcome, and please tell us a little bit about yourself and how you came to write this, put together these wonderful stories in your book.
Well, thank you. It's really great to be here. I appreciate it. And, well, how I came to write the book was years ago when I first started opening up to spirituality, walking a spiritual path. Just like everybody who does that, I was excited about what I was learning, and I wanted to share that wisdom with others. And I figured that inspiring stories from well-known people would be more likely to be read and have a greater impact than just me writing about abstract principles. But the overarching reason I wrote the book was simply that I wanted to connect with the authors and speakers I admired, because when I read a book that really resonated with me, I thought, I would like to talk to the author here. And there were so many of those instances that I thought, what's a good way to interact with these people and get to know them? And I thought, maybe I could ask them for a story. And that's how that started.
Well, I think it's really brilliant, and some of your stories here, the way you have put together, it's brilliant, because you talked about the life changing, the part one, you have glimpses into the unknown, and then you break it down to life and death moments and mysterious moments. Then you have a living life, the heartbreaking moments and sacred moments, and then you have insightful incidents, the life altering moments and moments of enlightenment. How did you get to group them together like that? Because they're perfect. Each segment tells something really, that touches all of us. It just pertains to our own human and spiritual development.
Well, that's actually a funny story, because I just started interviewing the authors and speakers in spirituality that I was familiar with and wanted to talk to. And then when the book came to be, we branched out into other areas like entertainment and sports, business, science, music, every field I could think of. And then after I gathered the 45 stories, and the editor said, we really should group these into categories, I thought, yeah, that's a good idea. So I sat down and just looked at the stories and thought, okay, that one goes here, that one goes there. And they sorted out beautifully into those categories. Each category had about the same amount of stories. It wasn't planned that way. It just fell into place, and that's just the stories I collected.
Phil, what it really impressed me for was the book, and when I had you on the first time, was it, I guess it was about a year ago when the book first came out, is the some of the stories from the doctors, from the conventional allopathic doctors that go to medical school, that are not taught about life after death, are not taught about the body-mind connection, yet they get these spiritual awakenings through these different versions. One is, you know, Dr. Janice Mazzio, who actually had sent me her book via you, and I thank you. And the other one is Dr. Sternberg, Esther Sternberg. Can you talk a little bit about their experience in the book? I don't want to give everybody all the stories, because I want them to buy the book and give this out as gift. But if you can give it little snippets, and then I want to talk about Dr. Sternberg's story, too.
Okay. You know, what it just occurred to me, maybe I should mention some of the people in the book.
Sure, please.
First. The roster of the 45 storytellers in the book includes Joan Borisenko. You mentioned Deepak Chopra. Geneticist Dr. Francis Collins, who headed the Human Genome Project, sports writer Frank DeFord, one of my favorites, Dr. Larry Dossey, Wayne Dyer, Dan Millman, Carolyn Mace, Dr. Christiane Northrup, Dr. Dean Ornish, you mentioned, Dr. Rachel Naomi Remen, you mentioned, Dr. Bernie Siegel, James Van Prague, Neil Donald Walsh. Those are just some of the 45 storytellers. And as far as Dr. Janice Amatuzio, her story, which starts out the book, which is great, as you said, Howard, she was a resident at the time and was all science and had no concept of anything spiritual at all. And then late one night, she had to tend to a patient who told her that he had died and come back. And she was very skeptical and just making conversation. Oh, that's nice. Well, tell me the story. I have to wait here anyway. And so he started telling her this incredible story of how he left his body in the hospital and was looking down as the doctors worked on him and going on and on. And she was riveted, and it really awakened her consciousness as to what lies beyond this life. And she went on to write a few books about people's experiences with life after death, because she was a coroner and heard many such stories from family members of people who had passed on. Are there any other stories? You mentioned Dr. Sternberg that you wanted to focus on, because there's so many.
You know, let's do Dr. Sternberg, because we have a couple minutes, but when you get done talking about this little snippet of her story, I want to read a paragraph, because I think this is the most powerful paragraph, I swear to you, that I've read in this book and some other books, too. But give a little background about her, and then I'm just going to jump in for about 30 seconds and read this one paragraph. It's on page 201, so you know where I'm talking about.
Okay, well, Dr. Sternberg is a very internationally recognized scientist, and she was asked to write a paper on the mind-body connection, and her hypothesis going in was there is no connection between the mind and body when it comes to healing. And her mother disagreed with her. Her mother was in the hospital, and they had these arguments as she was working on the article. And in the midst of this, some neighbors invited her to Greece. And before she left, she had made a doctor's appointment because she had inflammatory arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And she was taking some medication. It wasn't helping. Well, she went to this tiny, isolated village on the south coast of Crete. And she swam in the Mediterranean. She would walk and climb the hills and meditate by the temples. And by the time she came back, she felt well again. She canceled her appointments. Her arthritis had gotten better, and she realized the value, indeed, of mind and body in healing. And then you wanted to mention something from that story as well, Howard.
Yeah, this is like the second to last paragraph of a story. Now, we know through the background, she's an MD, okay, neuroendocrine immunology and behavior at the NIH, actually National Institute of Mental Health. She says, what I began to understand was that we've learned a great deal in medicine about ways to diagnose and heal disease, but it takes more than advances in medical disciplines to truly heal. You have to consider the whole body and the spirit. These space-age medicines will not do their job as well if you fight against them, if you continue to place yourself in a stressful situation. You need to take yourself offline and combine those space-age treatments with the ancient knowledge that has been around for thousands of years, practice like meditation, prayer, exercise, and social support. Dr. Vijay, this is absolutely amazing to me, because whether people take the space-age medicine, the pharmaceutical drugs that are out there, or they take any nutraceutical supplements or whole foods like we talk about, if people are not willing to go, I love that, offline and take care of themselves, it's going to have a difficult time to work. I'm not going to say it's not going to work, but it's going to have a difficult time to work. And I love that paragraph that she wrote about this.
I think it's amazing because, you know, I'm a conventional trained doctor, and you're a naturopath, Dr. Hedge. And I remember, you know, all my trainings in some of the most prestigious universities, especially in the U.S. and in Asia, and, you know, you get strictly trained in allopathic medicine, that there is no connection, really very tenuous connection of anything at all between mind-body health. And I, you know, we all have to go through this transformative spiritual journey ourselves. And I remember my time when I saw that was when I'm a psychiatrist by training. And I saw the connections that sometimes when people who were just, you know, in the most bizarre psychotic relapses, you know, that they sometimes have a connection that, you know, just baffles you. And when they come back and they tell you of some of their things that, you know, their soul was trying to get out, the messages that was coming to them. Now, no doubt that was psychotic and, you know, that it was out. But in that gem, you know, in all their experiences, there's a gem of wisdom that needed to be, you know, that was the break point of you know, the start of their healing. And very frequently we've used that. But more important, you know, Phil, I love the book because, you know, as you're reading it, like, for example, very briefly before we go into our break, Dr. Rachel Naomi Riemann, she is the very famous author of The Kitchen Table Wisdom. And I remember reading her years and years and years ago, you know, connecting with her, you know, her experiences of, you know, doctors and working together, trying to get at the, you know, the spirituality and the mind-body connection with their patients. The thing that I like about her story, and you can elaborate on this when we come back from the break and talk about it, was the experience of her grandmother dying in her mother dying in hospital, and having an experience of connecting with her mother, which is Rachel's grandmother. And that kind of experience that people who are on the way, you know, crossing over, so to speak. I've been in a number of rooms where people are passing on, and they've had these experiences, and sometimes you just can't make head or tail of it. So when we come back from the break, I'd like to talk to you a little bit more about that. So we'll see everybody, we'll talk to everybody about these experiences when we come back from the break.
Steps to a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure, all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com or call 877-853-PURE.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Are you ready to go green?
You've asked, and we've heard you.
Voice America presents the Green Talk Network. Environmental topics are at the forefront of our society, and the Green Talk Network is here to keep you up to date on the latest trends and new innovations for the eco-conscious lifestyle. We'll help promote a variety of ideas on the environment, from global warming issues to how you can become more eco-friendly in your daily activities. Be a part of the solution, not the problem. Visit the Green Talk Network page on voiceamerica.com and tune in to help spread the green.
Your life, your health, your network. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. We're speaking with Phil Bosta, who wrote this awesome book, 60 Seconds. One moment changes everything. I want to read a quote in the back of the book. In the twinkling of a moment, consciousness can shift the axis of a lifetime. Listen deeply to the reflections and stories of visionary leaders and behold the miracles in your own life. Inspiring and curious, 60 Seconds reminds us to awaken our own many levels of reality. Phil, how can, I have a book. Dr. Vijay has a book. My friends have a book. How can everybody else get a book?
Well, actually, I wrote a blog post about publishing your own book and what you need to know before to do that. And if you'd like to read that, and a lot of people have found it very helpful, I wrote it because everyone is asking me that question. How do I write a book? Go to my blog, either philbolsta.com or bolstablog.com, B-O-L-S-T-A, bolstablog.com, and search the blog for the word unpublished. And it will come up, the post is how to, here's why your book is unpublished, and you'll get a lot of insight into that.
Okay, but how do we get your book, 60 Seconds?
How do we get my book? It's everywhere. You can go on Amazon.
Okay.
You can go in stores. If it's not there, they can order it. It's it should be in every bookstore. And also, to see a bio and photo and excerpt from all 45 storytellers, you can go to 60secondsbook.com. That's 60secondsbook.com. You can also order the book there, as well as on my blog, which is bolstablog.com. I update that every day with uplifting, inspiring content. So I'd love to have people go there, and people can also email me directly at philbolsta@mac.com, M-A-C.com.
Okay, and 60 is S-I-X-T-Y, not the number, so it's S-I-X-T-Y.
Either way.
Beautiful. Dr. Vijay.
Yes, so just continue with my question here on Dr. Rachel Naomi Raymond's experience with her mother's passing on. And, you know, when people are in delirium and you're, you know, as a caregiver or, you know, you're there with your family and a loved one, and then frequently they talk about, and in a number of instances in the book, you talk about, you know, your authors talk about, write about, you know, when their loved one is passing on, they see their late beloved relatives have already passed on before them coming to the room, and they're carrying on this conversation. And, you know, as a doctor before, I used to think, you know, this is all delirium, you know, it's the mind, you know, freaking out and, you know, it's to be dismissed. But I gathered so much now in my transformative states that, you know, these experiences are very real, and they can be a blessing and something to be used by the people who are still alive and who are witnessing this experience. Dr. Rachel here goes on to say how, you know, when she's asking the question, was my grandmother really in the chair? I don't know. Such happenings can never be known or understood, but only wondered about like the mysteries they are. Nonetheless, I feel grateful to have witnessed my mother in this way and to have been given something to wonder about for the rest of my life. Now, I had that similar experience when my father was admitted in intensive care unit, and he was talking with, you know, my mother who had passed on and with his sister who had passed on a year before that. And, you know, he had a transformative experience just watching and talking with them, because he turned to me and asked me to dictate a letter right now to talk to his only surviving sibling and to write a heartfelt letter to her. He has no recollection. He didn't pass on after that, but he actually lived on. But that memory has transformed me in such a way to see my father in such a different light. So, you know, that was a very powerful experience for me.
Yes, and that's a very good point, that in reading these 45 stories, people are touched by them because they are so relatable. The details may be specific to the story, but the emotions and the feelings behind them are universal. Mm-hmm. And when we read a story like that, it sure reminds us of events in our own lives that have been so similar. And I also should add that a handful of these stories in the book I had read or heard of elsewhere, and when I was putting the book together, I asked the author to tell me the story that I wanted to hear. I had one in mind, and that was the same story they had in mind. And Dr. Rachel Naomi Remen, this is one of them, because this is a story from Kitchen Table Wisdom, but I had some questions about it. I wasn't clear on some things, so I asked her for more information and filled in some blanks that I had. And so it's not the same as it was in the book, and none of these stories are the same from the original source, because I asked them to tell me the story from scratch so I could add in my own information and perhaps put my own spin on it.
And one of your more powerful stories, of course, is, you know, the person I know that you mentioned, Frank DeFord. You know, it was a very, very powerful story that he, you know, he's now the chairman emeritus of the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation. He served as their national chairman for several years, for 15 years, you write in your book. And it was very powerful dealing with the death of a child. We all know as parents that that is one of the most difficult, heartbreaking, periods of our lifetime, and it's like going through the dark night of the soul. But I'm moved here by compassion that the little girl, his little girl, had for the daddy, and calls him, you know, my little daddy, you know, don't cry. And, you know, she, you know, in all her pain when she's going through, you know, procedures, painful procedures, you know, she had time to comfort the father. And how many times we have seen that in little children, you know, we're thinking that we are the parent and we have to comfort them, and the roles are reversed. So to all our listeners out there who have faced some heartbreaking moments going through tragedies or near tragedies with your own children, you know, it's very poignant when our children turn the tables on us very frequently and comfort us. And I have gone through that my own life with my children, you know, especially during my painful, you know, divorce and illnesses and physical challenges. And my children were able to give that comfort to me, and I still remember that to this day.
Well, Frank DeFord is one of my writing heroes, and I was thrilled to talk to him. And I would read an excerpt from that story, but I can't read that story without sobbing. It's just so touches me so deeply, because I have a daughter of my own who was born shortly after Frank's daughter, Alex, died. He wrote the book, Alex, The Life of a Child. And this is the only story in the book of the 45 stories that I actually excerpted from his book and then asked him to talk about more at length now today after, you know, almost 30 years. And so I added his comments today. But he wrote so brilliantly and so eloquently that it's just so touching. It's one of my all-time favorite stories in the sense that it is, like I said, I can't read it without sobbing. It's just so brilliant.
You know, it's powerful when you know, this, you know, death is always, you know, powerful, you know, transformative experience for all of us. And we can be grateful that, you know, the memories and, you know, I feel personally that the presence of our loved ones is always with us. But even children in everyday moments, you know, when you're heartbroken, one of the powerful lessons I learned is to be able to talk about your feelings and to express, you know, you need help. I'm a kind of person that I don't think I need any help, and, you know, I can do this alone and a type A personality. But over the years, and Dr. H, you'll see whether you have the same similar experience, but I've learned to ask for help. And sometimes, you know, unexpected people, especially children, you know, can come to you and offer you. When they think you are a strong parent and you don't need any help, or you're a strong sibling or a strong mother, or, you know, people don't know that you need help. But all of us are human and we all need help. And
yes, and there's a very powerful... Well, I'm sorry, Howard.
All right. You know, the book, The 60 Seconds, teaches us, and I know it teaches me, and it can teach others also, to be open-minded, to be aware of what's going on with life, because these little moments of glimpse that we get, and that's what your authors of the stories tell us, that to be awake, to be aware, and to listen, just like that quote that I wrote that I read in the back of your book, it talks about when you read these stories, listen to it deeply, because we can relate to them. Sometimes they may be too far to the extreme, but for most of us, if not all of us, if we're really honest with ourselves, we've had these situations. Were you awake when this happened? Maybe this book, which is a very, very powerful book, can teach us, you know, to continue to be awakened.
Right, and you mentioned Dr. Dean Ornish earlier, and you also just mentioned asking for help and thinking you don't need it, and his story is so powerful. When he was in college, he was ready to commit suicide because he felt insecure. He felt he was stupid, even though he was in medical school. And he came home, and he only came home because he was sick with mononucleosis, and his plan was, as soon as he was better, to kill himself. Well, his parents invited a Swami over who had helped their daughter, Swami Satchidananda, and he gave a little talk at the parents' house, and that changed everything. It opened his eyes, mm-hmm. and he decided, well, I'll try what he's talking about, and if it doesn't work, I'll kill myself. Well, he went on to graduate valedictorian in his medical class. He went on to work with Swami Satchidananda and travel for decades with him. And Dr. Dean Ornish is so brilliant and so articulate that he writes with such blinding clarity about issues of health and healing. He's just magnificent, and that's why I wanted to talk to him, and I'm so glad his story's in the book.
Well, tell us again how you can get this book, because it's so transformative that this is one present that you do not want to miss giving to everybody in your family, children, adolescents, uncles, aunts, fathers, mothers, sisters. Everybody should get a copy of this book. So, Phil, tell us again, how do you get your book?
Well, you can go to my blog, which is either philbolsta.com or bolstablog.com, B-O-L-S-T-A, bolstablog.com. Click on the visual of the book or the link, Buy 60 Seconds. Or you can go to the book's website, which is 60secondsbook.com, and click on Buy This Book Now. Or you can go to Amazon. It'd be great to go through my website. Or you can go into any bookstore, and if they don't have it, they'll order it for you. It should be in every bookstore. And thank you very much.
Well, thank you so much for being on our show and you know, educating us and giving us such a transformative experience, even just speaking with you about how you got to write these stories and interview all these magnificent authors and your part in just asking them more insightful questions. So once again, we can't thank you enough, but really thank you from the depths of our hearts for doing this wonderful project. And we look forward to getting to see and read more books from you and having you more on more time with you on the next couple of interviews with us.
I appreciate that so much. Thank you both.
Thank you, Phil. We'll be talking soon.
So let's go on to our next break. And when we come back from the break, we will talk a little bit more about, you know, what this book has meant for all both of us. And we'll take you on to who's coming for our next guest.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Jiva Supplements proves that natural products can best be used in combination with mind-body therapies such as meditation, Reiki, reconnection energy, emotional freedom techniques, and other life-enhancing practices to provide you with all the vitality and joy you need to lead healthy, fulfilling, and joyous lives. You can read all about Dr. Vijaya Nair's work by visiting jivasupplements.org. That's J-I-V-A supplements.org. Or call 800-517-7606 for a free brochure and information. Dr. Nair's and Dr. Piper's books are available through Amazon.com, major bookstores, and health food stores.
Wake up with a unique daily show. Listen for Mitchell John in the morning. Mitchell will bring you news, sports, and stock news from yesterday. You'll hear interviews from high-profile figures from the world of sports, entertainment, politics, and authors. Mitchell will talk to people throughout America. This is a show that throws right down the center. It's fun, information, and yes, even a little bit of music. Catch Mitchell John in the morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Time, Mondays, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Fridays on Voice America, and Thursdays on the Voice America Business Network.
Nose and sinus issues? Wash the tissues. The new Neti NasoPure all-natural nasal wash system. Your nose is your body's personal filter, so clean all those irritants with NasoPure. A clean nose will improve your breathing, reduce ear, sinus, throat, and nasal problems. NasoPure will reduce your need for medication simply by washing your nose clean daily. If you're looking for the perfect Neti, NasoPure is safe, comfortable, and convenient. The natural way to keep you and your family healthy. Try Dr. Hanna's NasoPure. Just follow your nose to NasoPure.com. Or call 877-853-PURE.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're listening to Kiss Your Life Hello with your hosts, Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper. To participate in this program, please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5792. Again, that's 1-866-472-5792. Or send an email to info@kissyourlifehello.com. Now back to Kiss Your Life Hello.
Welcome back to our show, Kiss Your Life Hello. We had an awesome interview with Phil Botha, who wrote a book called 60 Seconds. You know, Dr. Vijay, I love reading books like that where there's stories, inspiring stories. It's not so much about, you know, life after death, seeing a ghost or seeing a vision or hearing, you know, voices. It's a matter of being open towards, and when I read these stories, it reminds me that I've had situations like this, and I'll be inspired, and I'll find peace and serenity for a few seconds or for a couple minutes. And I believe that's what all of us human beings are trying to find, peace and serenity plus love and compassion. And then all of a sudden, it'll go away, and I'll go back to my daily life, and I'll get caught into the chaos of the world and all this stuff. And then I'll have another inspiring moment of life, and it'll say, oh, there's that peace and serenity again, and this is what I look for. And so reading these stories, just like you, it sounds like it's affected you with me, because it's brought back some history of my own life where I've had various different situations happen that has inspired me, and I need to continue this. I need to continue hearing the story so that I can continue being open and being aware of what life brings me. Because it doesn't just bring pain. It brings a lot of openness towards serenity. And it's nice to live a very, very peaceful life without getting caught up in the chaos of the world. You know, like last week when we had Aluna Joy and she talked about the Mayan prophecy is absolutely not what December 21st, 2012 is going to bring. So here's a way of letting go of some of the fear and not be so concerned that it's the end of the world, because that's what TV and that's what the movies tell us about it. So again, this book is like almost like a vaccination, like a booster shot for me to continue to be open-minded.
I couldn't agree with you more, Howard. I totally agree with you, and I love that what they said about at the back of the book. It's very dramatic.
Yeah.
And they talk about this spiritual awakenings, whether quiet and subtle, are very dramatic or very breathtaking. They're very deeply personal events. And I go on to read a quote. More than half of us have undergone a spiritual transformation, each unique and life-changing. We may only have a moment or two to act, or we may have a few months to sort things out. We may curse the gods or sink to our knees in gratitude. The circumstances vary, but two things are certain. One, our life is about to change. And two, it's a day we will not soon forget. And I really like that, because those moments, you know, just the mysteries of life, the sacredness, and, you know, we never know who comes into our lives to profoundly impact us.
Right.
I still remember, you know, I wasn't, you know, joking when I said that, you know, when I was very ill a few years back and I was in hospital and getting blood transfusions, and, you know, my children came to see me there, and I could see the stricken look on their faces, you know, and these were teenagers, they were young adults, and, you know, but I could see that fear and you know, so what's going to happen to mom, you know, and I made a resolve to myself, I'm never going to put my child through this again. You know, I am going to get well no matter what. Get out of this, you know, a health challenge, you know, and you know, not get back to that hospital again. But, you know, that was a resolve that, you know, you take on, and the comfort that the child gives to you, it's just unbelievable. So their generosity and their, you know, the love and compassion they showed, I mean, still stays with me. So it was all these life-changing, altering, profound moments. They occur when we least expect it,
right,
sometimes, right?
If we expect it, when we say, okay, it's going to happen, it's not. It's again, it's just being awakened, and it's being open to the fact that we have these opportunities. You know, it's wonderful that when we get to this place of, it's almost like a connection to a higher source, a higher power, or whatever you want to call it, the universe, the creator, that our hearts just feel open. And it's a beautiful feeling of bliss. And we can be this and walk in the ocean. We can be on top of the mountain. We can be, you know, with loved ones. We can be by ourselves. And then we say, why? Why can't we have this all the time? Because maybe we're not staying awake all the time.
Right.
We have these opportunities.
We're not looking for those moments. You know, we're too busy. We're in our minds, and, you know, yep, we get in the way. You know, that's right, and we forget them, and so we are open and present, like the Buddhist Tibetan Buddhist you know, sessions that I'm having right now here, and they talk about being in the moment, being mindful, and that if you're being mindful and just practicing breathing and just being present in your body, in your present moment right now, you allow actually the Holy Spirit to come into you. You allow the Spirit to come in, and then you're aware of the beautiful nature of your present moment. And that's what the Buddha talked about, being enlightened, you know, just being present in the moment. And that's a very, very difficult exercise, believe it or not. But if we can practice it, just being in the moment with the persons, with the environment, with ourselves, you know, just as we are right now, we can impact and touch so many people's lives, including our own. It's very profound.
I read a book many years ago, probably about 25 years ago. It was called The Precious Present. And it was really interesting, because the precious present is the now. Now, Eckhart Tolle wrote a book called The Now. We learn. We can learn through just staying in the moment if possible, not going to the past, because the past is resentment, not going to the future, because the future, you know, is fear. If we can stay in the now. Now, it's easy for me to say this because you and I are talking right now, and we're watching the time, so I'm staying in the now. So this is very, very powerful. And these lessons in Phil's book, 60 Seconds, I sound like a broken record, but I remember the first time I interviewed him, and he sent me a copy of the book, and we did. We did. Meg and I, we bought a bunch of his books, and we sent them out to friends and relatives, because it's a very, very power-inspiring book. There are a lot of other books that are out there that are very inspiring. This one, though, because of the short stories, very, very quickly, just say, oh, I remember. Oh, yeah. I remember doing that. And I've had friends of mine read his book, too, and they'll say, yeah, I did have moments like that. Maybe I need to be reawakening.
Hmm. What a wonderful way to put it, reawakening. So, you know, so that's a very powerful step. Now, you're going to introduce our next guest for next week, a very, very powerful person who's going to come on board with us for our interview.
This is going to be we are going to be really enlightened with this because the movie is not going to come out until next year. It's called Shift of the Ages, and we're going to have hopefully the producer and the director of the movie Shift of the Ages. I mean, people can go to shiftoftheages.com and see little snippets of this documentary that talks about 2012. I'm not going to give out any more information, but listen to our show next week because we will all have the firsthand information about this documentary that's very, very powerful, that talks about the Mayan prophecies. Again, it almost actually does realign with the Luna Joy that was on last Wednesday, so it really complements, you know, having a producer and director of Shift of the Ages, which I believe in the springtime is going to be at the movie theaters. So we need to just stay tuned, and oh no, it's almost time for us to go off the air. This was a powerful hour. This was a very powerful hour.
It certainly was, and we want to wish everyone, you know, a wonderful, wonderful week ahead, and keep smiling, keep breathing, and just love your present moment that you are in. Bye-bye for now.
And one more time, if no one's told you that they love you today, let me be the first. Love you all. Bye-bye now.
How is it? I got a number four.
Thank you again for joining Dr. Vijaya Nair and Dr. Howard Piper for Kiss Your Life Hello. We'll return next Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. Pacific Time, 10 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. Have a great week.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.